Prime Minister's spokesman Hassan Rashkovi, in reaction to the recent remarks by the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon about the 10th presidential election, said that Mr. Ban Ki-moon has tarnished his international credit in the eyes of the world independent countries by unknowingly following the domineering powers, which have a long record of colonialism and intervention in internal affairs of other countries. He added that the UN Secretary General has ignored the ground realities of the elections in Iran while being affected by the negative atmosphere created by some unilateralist powers. Earlier, Ban Ki-moon had issued a statement and said that he was closely watching the post-election developments in Iran, calling the government to respect the will of the people. Ashkavi considered the position taken by the UN Secretary General as an open violation of the chartered duties of the Secretary General and against the internationally accepted laws and obvious intervention in the internal affairs of the Islamic Republic of Iran. The Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesman said, Ban Ki-moon is expected to respect the massive 85% participation of the people at the ballot boxes, which was indicative of great democratic capacity and dignity of the country, and to act independently and as required in his post. Elsewhere, the British Prime Minister Gordon Brown said that Tehran should be responsible for the serious questions raised against what he called the controversial presidential elections. He added that the way the government of the Islamic Republic behaves toward the post-election crisis would affect Tehran's future relations with the international community. Meanwhile, according to the Ashar al-Awsat daily, in a meeting with French President Nicolas Sarkozy, Qatari Emir Sheikh Hamad bin Khalifa al-Thani said in Paris on Tuesday that the Islamic Republic of Iran is an important and influential country in the Persian Gulf region, and especially for Qatar. Sheikh Hamad, who is on a three-day visit to France to discuss Doha-Paris ties, called the position taken by Paris as interventionist. Elsewhere, Bahraini Foreign Minister Sheikh Khalid bin Ahmad al-Khalifa, in a meeting with Iran's ambassador to Manama, Hussein Amir Abdullahian, said on Monday evening that Manama rejects any foreign interference in Iran's domestic affairs. He further underlined the need for respecting diplomatic rules between different countries and praised Iran's prudent way of dealing with its own issues. Analysts believe that the hasty and unconsidered stance of some European countries, including Britain, Germany and France, vis-à-vis Iran's domestic issues are indicative of the fact that they are grappling with numerous problems at home.
United States continues to interfere in Iran's internal affairs. U.S. President Barack Obama, in a press conference in the White House on Tuesday, claimed that Washington has not interfered in Iran's internal affairs, but he claimed a large percentage of the Iranian people did not consider the elections as legitimate. Describing as politicized the stance taken by Iranian officials towards the people, President Obama said there were significant questions about the legitimacy of the recent presidential elections in Iran. As it seems, government officials and politicians in the United States and some European countries are fomenting internal issues in Iran under the guise of free circulation of information and support of democracy through appointed and pre-orchestrated attempt to defend the unrest and anarchy. Thinking about the stance taken by the West, the United States in particular, concerning Iran's elections brings to mind a key question. Who are the real beneficiaries and who are the ones who profit from Iran's internal affairs? The new U.S. president repeated a meddlesome stance towards Iran, whilst the issue of half a century of interventions by the United States has not been forgotten by the Iranian people. A coup d'etat against the elected government of Mohammad Mossadegh in 1953, the bringing down of an Iranian passenger airliner over the Persian Gulf in 1988, and awarding the U.S. captain a special prize for this, showing a green light to former Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein to attack Iran, and helping Saddam with banned chemical weapons during the 8 years of imposed war, support for anti-Iran terrorist groups and the CIA-led subversive acts, are all indications of America's hostility towards the Iranian people. The domestic problems, differences in viewpoints, and even some complaints over the election process are all nothing new in the international arena, And surely the Iranian people have due legal and foresight to tackle their own issues. But it remains a matter of contemplation here that those who have accused Iran of supporting terrorism and have been trying to put a skepticism over Iran's peaceful nuclear activities with baseless claims alleging the country is moving towards military goals, this time are pursuing their own opportunistic objectives from other channels. Those who are pioneers of aggression, occupation and massacring of innocent people in Iraq, in Afghanistan and also in occupied Palestine, with their supporters, are not in a place to preach the so-called significant questions against independent and democratic country such as the Islamic Republic of Iran.